A management plan outlines how a site's visitors and resources are handled. To visit Annan, visitors have to get day passes. Right now, Annan distributes 60 passes per day to be requested in advance. The last 12 passes for each day are held back until 3 days prior to the visiting day and are handed out, more or less, on a first-come, first-served basis. These passes are available for both commercial outfitters and guides and the general public, and the Forest Service has been getting feedback that there isn't enough easy access for locals. Dee Galla is an outdoor recreation planner for the Forest Service and the Annan program manager.
We need to figure out a way to make sure that there are some that are truly not going to be reserved by the commercial people, so the locals have a good chance to go. At least, you know, if they have a little bit of flexibility, they can get down there with maybe people that are visiting them for the summer or whatever and not have to worry about not being able to get their folks down there for one time a year.
I think Dee mentioned flexibility. I think that's the thing we hear back from the public the most is not having that flexibility to get passes. Like, they have family members come in, maybe they don't know about it till the week before or a couple of days before, and so they have these family members come in, they want to take them out to Annan, and there's just no flexibility with the passes because they're already taken.
Matt Jarak is a natural resource specialist with the Forest Service and the Annan site manager. He says visitors use an online system to book the tickets. Locals don't always know far in advance when they want to visit Annan. People may wait for a good weather day or may have a last-minute visit from someone they want to take. It makes competition tough for the 3-day advance tickets. The other issue, Galla says, is that the commercial guides are just more experienced with the booking system.
You know, if the day is highly competitive and everyone's trying to get the available space, they just have an advantage because they're used to doing it and they end up generally getting it. So there's this notion that the commercial folks are taking all these passes. And it's not that we've designed it for them to be the ones who get them. It's just the way it's worked out.
Jarak and Galla say there are 3 main factors they take into account when evaluating the management plan. They look at health and safety, visitor experience, and also impact on the bears. So they're looking for ways to increase the number of visitors to Annan without harming the wildness of the place or the experience.
The 60 a day was kind of set in order to have a minimal impact on the bears, which I think is our overall goal. But through the years, we've seen increase in use. We've seen more people on the deck at one time, but we haven't had our bear viewing drop off at all. So the idea was to maintain like a good experience for visitors, so limit the amount at one time, but overall increase the capacity up to 80.
In a place like Annan, you know, like out in the wild where you have a salmon stream and a place where the bears are gathering to fish, you know, this kind of stuff happens all the time. You know, as the bears are, you know, kicked off their mom, they come back into the feeding area and they need to figure out where they belong in the bear society. And so they're out doing all this testing dominance amongst their own population. And we're just an added factor in that here.
A higher number of visitors per day may mean a greater chance of contact between bears and humans, especially on the trail leading to and from the observatory. Jarak says that's not necessarily a bad thing. It just changes the equation.
That's hard.
Well, at the same time, too, I think it's one of the really unique things about Annan. It has this sort of niche where you can be in this close proximity to bears and be relatively safe, you know. And you have this opportunity to walk up the trail on your own and see bears on the trail and interact with them as well, instead of just, you know, at a viewing deck, you know, behind this gate and with another interpreter and all these guys. So I think that is a really unique experience, and especially if you're talking about locals who grew up here, you know, they're going to be like, hey, you're not going to, you know, take me up the trail and tell me what to do. So they know what to do. They know how to react to bears and stuff, and they know they've been out there a long time. So it's a give and take, and I think if you change anything, it affects other things too. So
Galla says public opinion is important because it's not just the bears that make Annan the special place that it is.
I love to see people get excited over it. I think it does kind of stick with people, and I like being a part of that.
They're looking to get feedback from locals and from outfitters and guides from around Southeast. They've held public meetings in Wrangell and Ketchikan, but welcome comments from anyone who'd like to share their ideas on the management plan. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.